Ambassador, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President, and thank you for the warm words of welcome. I am looking forward to what I hope is going to be fruitful years of building the foundations for peace and stability here at the Conference on Disarmament. Since it's the first time I take the floor, let me first congratulate you, Mr. President, on the assumption of your duties here. Presiding over the CED is, from what I hear, never easy. In its virtual format, it is an enviable task. I must say you are managing very, very well. Second, I would like to take this opportunity to welcome the agreement between President Biden and President Putin to extend by 5 years the New START nuclear arms treaty. This has for a long time been a wish from Norway, which we have conveyed to both the US and to Russia. An extension is important for Norway because the New START treaty contributes to stability and security, both globally and regionally. An extension is also crucial for ongoing works on arms control and disarmament. Third, I would like to thank you, Mr. President, and your colleagues of the P6. With its yearly cycles and rapidly rotating presidencies, the rules of procedure are making progress an uphill battle. Your efforts to coordinate internally among the P6 provide us with a better shot at fulfilling our mandate. Fourth, I would like to express Norway's support for your package deal on the program of work, the subsidiary bodies, and the presidential statement. As is the case with a proper compromise, there is give and take. Nobody quite gets what they want. There is no shortcut to arms control and disarmament. The CD reflects the world we live in. The current package falls short of the goals that the SSOD1 set for the single multilateral disarmament negotiating forum of the international community. Yet, decades of stalemate in the CD suggest that we should have moderate ambitions in the short run. If we start small and take little steps, we can maybe gradually restore the CD to the useful negotiating forum it was meant to be, and thereby reduce the need to find other venues for disarmament processes. The package of the P6 is a useful contribution in this regard. For the sake of collective security, let us help the CD, help ourselves, resume substantive work. Without it, without a substantive dialogue, we will never reach the negotiating table, and we, the CD, will render ourselves irrelevant, unable to generate any kind of solutions. So we urge our fellow CD members to show restraint and to show flexibility. Thank you, Mr. President.